Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to the CollegeToPro.com Players Platform Show.
Welcome back to another edition of the C2P. We're down here on location in Mobile, Alabama at the 2016 Reese Senior Bowl. We got a fantastic guest, one of the top players in the country, and that's a fact. That's a fact. Once again, Spencer Drango here from Baylor, kind enough to join us here on the C2P. Fabulous career, man. What's it like, this experience so far?
It's been unbelievable. I mean, it's been a whirlwind so far. I got in about 7 o'clock last night and was busy until about 11:45, and then got up and been at it since about 8 this morning. So it's been busy, but it's been a lot of fun and learned a lot so far.
How much are you dreading the weigh-in, and how excited are you to kind of get out and get to hit some people?
Man, the weigh-in, not really dreading it. I know where about I'll weigh in at, which I expect. But, you know, really excited to get out there and, you know, go compete and kind of show off a little bit and have some fun while you're at it. You know, that's why we're here, play a little bit, but to have fun and, you know, compete.
Yeah, and we were joking around coming off the SK, and I told you if you needed any protection, I'd help you out. Now, if you folks can't visually see this, Spencer's probably about the size of 3 of me. Maybe 3.5, I don't know. But with that said, have you always had the size?
Yeah, you know, I've always been the biggest kid in my class, you know, even since kindergarten. You know, there's one or two guys that are really one guy that growing up that was about the same size as me, and then but was always picked first for tug of war, and usually towards the end for everything else. But, you know, tug of war, definitely I was the anchor in the back for field days in elementary school. But no, always been pretty big.
What's the overall record in tug of war?
I don't lose much. Usually if I lose, it's to guys who have, you know, 4 or 5 me on the other side.
Excellent stuff. Once again, Spencer Drango here on the C2P. If you folks miss any of this show in its entirety, you can check it out at iTunes or Blog Talk Radio. So kind of talk about, you're playing football since you were a young kid?
Since 7th grade.
Okay.
You know, I was, since, like we talked about that size, in Texas, it's based off weight. And so, you know, if I weighed in, I'd be 40 pounds heavier than most of the kids. Or maybe not that much, but, you know, you get the idea. So I'll be playing with guys, you know, potentially 4 or 5 years older than me. So instead of with my friends. So I waited until 7th grade, but was playing all kinds of other sports, basketball, baseball, soccer, swam. So, yeah, all that. And then 7th grade, actually, funny story, I didn't like football at all in 7th grade.
Why?
Really, the first year, it hadn't really adapted to playing, you know, that kind of sport, or the coaching styles that some of the coaches had. Really wanted to quit, actually, after the first year. But coaches, you know, middle school, and my parents convinced me, you know, give it one more year, and if you don't like it, then go ahead. And so I gave it one more year and, you know, never looked back. So it's been a lot of fun. You know, the memories and experiences that I've made and the life lessons that it taught me, you know, determination, never giving up, you know, not letting yourself quit. It's awesome. You know, love the game.
Excellent. And you've blossomed into a fantastic player. So kind of coming out, I mean, Baylor, I'm sure you had other opportunities, other choices. How did you know that was your best fit?
So my top three schools were UT, Baylor, and Stanford. And so coming out, grew up in Austin. And so it was like, I was always a UT fan.
Okay.
And so I got an offer from UT in about 6 weeks. 2 weeks before signing day, and you know, the fan in me was like, this is what you've always wanted, you know, and kind of stepping back from it, it was a tough decision because I was committed to Baylor at the time. From, you know, early on my junior year after the season, I committed just to get it out of the way and so I could focus on playing. But, you know, this is, you grew up being a Texas fan, that's what you want to do, you want to go play. So I separated the fan and the player. You know, and the player, it was more advantageous for me to go to Baylor. And the reason I chose that over the other two schools is, you know, Baylor really hadn't been at the top of their, you know, the Big 12. You know, Coach Browse came in and with a vision and a dream. But UT and Stanford, for sure, have won the conference championships, been in the national championships, won them, and they've been at the top. And so Baylor hadn't, and I wanted to be a part of building a tradition opposed to just jumping on with one. And I think, you know, looking back over the 5 years I spent at Baylor, I think we've done a pretty good job of setting that groundwork to help, you know, future Bears to come.
Yeah, and fantastic talent. I mean, you guys are just so talented at the school. It's crazily insane.
What are these coaches, what are these scouts going to love about you? I mean, if you're in the film room right now with them, they're watching you do what you do, that craft that you've tech, mm-hmm. you know, you've crafted. I mean, what's going to pop that you think they're going to love?
I think it's technique, for sure, because I know I'm not there's a lot more guys more physically gifted than I am and more athletic than I am, so I have to rely heavily on technique and kind of know what they're going to do a little bit before they do it. And then also just the grind, and, you know, because we can score in two plays, but we can also have those 18-play drives. And so just the grind and the constant effort and continually, you know, wearing down your opponent.
Is that a disadvantage sometimes playing at Baylor? Just being like, I wanted some reps, you know, snap, score.
You know, for us, no, we love it.
I mean, I know you love scoring.
For defense,
yeah.
I think it might hurt us a little bit just because they'll go out on a 9-play drive and get a stop, and then we'll go score in two plays. So, but, you know, I think on the flip side of that, I think it's discouraging for some of the other offenses and defenses to where, you know, they go out and go 40 yards down the field and end up taking a field goal, and we go 3 plays and 98 yards and score a touchdown.
That's
so
what you guys do.
Mm-hmm.
Does anything go unnoticed? I mean, could have been the scheme you ran, something maybe the scouts may question that you need to let these guys know, hey, I can do this?
You know, there's a misconception about Baylor that we're all pass happy. You know, we led the nation with the number one offense for, I think, 3 years in a row. And this year, I think we had the number two ground attack. I could be wrong on that, somewhere in there, though. We were in the top.
There.
Yeah, and so, you know, this year, I think we're averaging 350 in the air and close to 300 on the ground. So, you know, and that's, I guess, the misconception. And a classic example of that was the bowl game against North Carolina, where we ran 87 times and for 645 yards. So we like to run the ball. You know, that sets up a lot of our offense as well.
Nice. And in terms of draft, I mean, you know, you see the projections. They'd probably be a first-round kid, rather high first-round kid. You seem so humble and grounded. I mean,
you know, I'm here because the good Lord blessed me to be here. You know, a lot of this stuff, I wouldn't be here if it wasn't for him. You know, I attribute a lot of that to my family and to God. You know, both parents were there, always supportive. They'll be in later the week to come out. They've never missed a game.
Wonderful.
All 48 starts, they were there. So, and even actually redshirt year there came to, I think, all the games. So it's been, you know, an awesome ride, and, you know, just blessed to be able to be a part of it.
Hey, Psalms 37:4 says, delight yourself in the Lord, he'll give you the desire of your heart. So
amen.
That's coming to fruition for you, my man.
Amen.
Anyone that you look up to, or maybe just try to pattern yourself up to the next level?
You know, there's a couple guys I like. I like Tyron Smith, you know, just his constant effort, constant attitude. Real butt kicker, we'll say. But, you know, and a couple of the other guys just with tenacity and, you know, never stopping and technique, because a lot of it is technique. And, you know, some guys have a lot better technique than others, and I think it shows.
Excellent stuff. Well, before we wrap things up, and it's been a fantastic show with our special guest today from Baylor, Spencer Drago, kind enough to join us here on the C2P. If you had to earn a living doing one of these extra things, for you it's going to be making some extra money besides playing in the NFL. But if you had to do one of these things, are we more likely to see up on stage as the lead singer of a boy band? Or are we more inclined to see you as a male runway model, styling some clothes?
Oh, for sure, male runway model. I do have, we'll say, I have a good voice. I was in choir for a couple of years. But no, I could definitely model the heck out of some, you know, some heavy, some plus size men attire. Me in a suit, if I say so myself, looks pretty good.
Yeah, well, you're going to be getting suited for a draft suit. So,
hope so, yes, sir.
Have you given any thought to even being there?
A little bit, you know. I try to focus on, you know, what's going on now.
Yeah.
But, you know, your mind wanders to the future. And so,
yeah, you can, yeah.
We've had a couple guys go drafted, being at the draft day itself in the first couple rounds. So, you know, you always dream about getting your name called and walking across the stage and shaking the commissioner's hand and holding that jersey. So, you know, hopefully get to go there, but we'll see what time and we'll see what the time has hold.
Yeah, it'll be there, man. And the final question, usually this is the question you guys enjoy the most.
Okay.
Spencer, we're talking female celebrities.
Female celebrities.
If you could take anyone out for a quick bite to eat.
Quick bite to eat.
Who are you taking?
So besides my girlfriend, right?
Yeah, well, you know, I always say guys with girlfriends or fiancés, some guys are married. I always ask them, if your significant other, if I ask them the same question, would they say Spencer or would they say some guy on TV?
I sure hope she says me, but celebrity for a quick bite to eat. We'll say, gotta say Carrie Underwood.
Nice.
She, yeah.
So usually the offensive linemen. Carrie Underwood.
Yeah, or Heavenly Voice.
She's
awesome.
Yeah,
great performer.
You know who the surprise name of the year is?
I don't.
Ronda Rousey.
I can see that.
Yeah.
Yeah, she was actually just on Saturday Night Live last night, or couple nights ago.
Yeah.
I don't know what day it is. No, but no, she did. It was pretty funny. It was good to watch her.
But yeah, but she is the trendy name of 2016.
I can see that. Yeah.
So, but, hey, man, we appreciate you stopping some by. I mean, you still got your bags, and I'm sure you're probably going to get pegged 20 more times before you get to the elevator, man. But, man, what a wonderful young man. If you guys were here to see this interview video besides the audio, you'd see the character is outstanding. Scouts are going to walk away pleasantly happy with the enthusiastic and love for what this kid brings to the game. As always, I'm your host, Beaumont Chant. Our guest today, Spencer Drango, here, Baylor C2P.
This has been a College2Pro.com exclusive.